Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastor Sharon as she ministers the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here is Pastor Sharon.
Thank you for that great welcome this morning. I appreciate it. Okay. God bless you all. So good to see each and every one of you. Amen. So thankful to be here today.
Amen.
Amen. God is good. I'm going to turn it over to Pastor for a minute. What?
Praise God. The only reason I'm standing up here right now is I just want to thank everybody for Father's Day. Mm-hmm. I have never, ever been honored like I was honored this time on Father's Day. It was unbelievable. It was, I mean it. Mm-hmm. It just touched my heart so much. I mean, we took pictures to show it on Facebook, and I said, I feel bad. I didn't show it on Facebook, and not because I didn't want to show it. I felt bad for the other pastors. I mean that. I mean it from my heart. I said, you know, they're going to think I'm bragging about this because I ain't never. Y'all get me. Oh, my God. I mean, y'all blessed us financially. Awesome. You blessed us with gift cards. You blessed us with, humongous thing of peanuts and mixed nuts and with brownies and with a whole meal to take home that was fantastic. Heaven. We ate it like starving people. I mean, it was fantastic. And there was so much. I can't even describe to you how much stuff was in blueberry goat cheese. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. Never had it before. And these little bitty crackers, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. There's all kind of stuff in that box that y'all, and the things that y'all said, I know I'm just going on and
go
on.
Go ahead.
I can't help
it. All good.
I just I've never been so honored in all my life.
Amen.
And I really appreciate
Praise
it.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad y'all blessed him so much because I got blessed from his blessings. Amen. Amen. Well, before I get into the word this morning, I want to speak a confession over you. Amen. It goes along, if I can get all these papers opened right, goes along with my message this morning. So, you are victorious. Amen. You are victorious. So, I want to just decree and declare some things over you, and you just be ready to receive. Praise God. You are free from fear and anxiety. You fear not, for God is with you. You do not have a care. You think on the good report and the things worthy of praise. You believe in Jesus, and you will never be disappointed or put to shame. You let the peace of God rule in your heart, deciding and settling with finality in all questions that arise in your mind. You are transformed by the renewing of your mind. You let the Word of God dwell in you richly. You meditate on the Word day and night, making your way prosperous and dealing wisely in the affairs of life. No weapon formed against you will prosper. You tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. You take your shield of faith, and you quench every fiery dart of the enemy. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are not settling for anything less than God's perfect will for your life. Now thanks be to God, who always causes you to triumph in Jesus' name. Amen. Give him a hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Victory in the storm. Amen. We have victory in the storm this morning. You know, the Word didn't say that you wouldn't come have any storms come against your life, because we all do, every one of us. But there is victory in the storms. And we need to keep our focus, amen, on the victory and on the one who has given us the victory. I want to start out in Philippians 4. Chapter 4 and verse 11, and this is the Amplified Version. It says, "Not that I speak from any personal need, for I have learned to be content and self-sufficient through Christ, satisfied to the point that where I am, to the point where I am not disturbed or uneasy, regardless of my circumstances." That's a powerful place to be, isn't it? Now, Paul, he was in prison when he wrote this letter. And he's saying, you know, I don't have any wants. I don't have any other words. I don't have any cares. You know, he had learned something. Amen. He had learned to put all of his trust and all of his faith in the Lord. He was content. Amen. Even in a place of prison. You know, sometimes you feel like you're in a place of prison. And it's so good to know that we have a Father that loves and cares for us so much, amen, that, you know, I want to get to the place Paul was. When something comes against me, I don't want to be disturbed. I don't want to have any feelings of uneasiness, amen, no matter what the circumstances are, because Paul learned that Jesus was sufficient, amen, for all of his needs. Glory to God. He is sufficient for whatever need you have today, for whatever situation you're going through, for whatever circumstance is in your life today. Jesus is sufficient to meet and care for every need in your life. Amen. Paul learned that Jesus was enough. Amen. He is enough. He is adequate to supply our every need. He is all we need today, amen? Glory to God. No matter what our circumstances may be, Jesus is enough. Glory to God. I want to read Philippians 4 and 13. It says, now this is what Paul, the secret that Paul learned. He learned something, amen? We can learn from every situation, every circumstance in life. But this is the secret that he learned. Philippians 4:13, Amplified again. I can do all things. Amen. I can do all things which he has called me to do through him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill his purpose. Excuse me. I am self-sufficient in Christ. Sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. I love that. Confident peace. I know that no matter what my circumstances is, I can have confident peace that Jesus Christ is going to bring me through. I can do all things through him. See, we forget to do it through him. We try to do it in ourselves. That's where we mess up, you know, because we can't do anything without Jesus. We can't do anything without the Lord in our life, helping us each step of the way. I got to have a drink of water, y'all. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. So Paul learned some things. Hallelujah. Philippians 4 and 12 says, I know how to get along and live humbly in difficult times, and also know how to enjoy abundance and live in prosperity in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of facing life, whether well fed or going hungry, whether having an abundance or being in need. He learned a secret, amen? I love secrets from the Word of God, don't you? I love to know that I can do all things through Christ because he is sufficient, because he is well able, amen? Hallelujah, because he is enough. He is adequate. I'm coughing again, y'all. Get choked up. devil is a liar. Amen. So Paul totally trusts in the Lord to take care of him in every circumstance in his life. So, you know, that's a place that is made available to us. We've just got to flow in that, amen? We've got to just flow what the Lord has made available to us. And so, you know, that's the place that the enemy is always trying to steal from us. That place of peace. That place of knowing that the Lord is going to bring us through every circumstance, every situation in our life. Excuse me, y'all. Amen. Amen. He's always trying to steal from us. You know, he is the thief. And, you know, Paul tells us in verse 12 and 13 about his secret, and we need to learn from that secret, don't we? Amen. That it's through Christ and not in ourselves. And you know, the Lord will never fail us. He'll never fail us. He's always right there with us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Paul learned that Jesus is enough. I want to remember that in every situation, every circumstance. Jesus is sufficient to take care of every need in every circumstances. Thank you, Ish. I don't know if I can talk with this in my mouth either, but he's trying to help me. Praise God for Ish. Oh, I'll try it. Y'all overlook all the... But I love the way that Paul says, Jesus infused him with inner strength. Amen. That's what we got to work on, isn't it? Because the enemy would try to make us think, we don't have any strength. We don't have any power. We don't have any authority. You know, we're just in a mess and this is it. You know, that's the way we feel. But he said the Lord infuses him with inner strength and confident peace. That word again, confident peace. Amen. Now let's go to Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 36. This is a lot of scripture, so y'all, well, no, this is just 35 through, I think I got more than that though. 35 through 38. In the Amplified Classic Edition, it says, on that day, when evening had come, he said to them, let us go over to the other side of the lake. And leaving the throng, they took him with them, just as he was in the boat in which he was sitting, and other boats were with him. A furious storm of wind of hurricane proportions arose, and the winds kept beating into the boat, so that it was already becoming filled. But he himself was in the stern of the boat, asleep on the leather cushion. And they awoke him and said to him, Master, do you not care that we are perishing? Verse 39, it says, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, hush now. Now, I don't think he said it real nice. I don't think he said it real sweet. He said, hush, wind, hush now. Be still, muzzled. And the wind ceased, sank to rest, as if exhausted by its beating. And there was immediately a great calm, a perfect peacefulness. Amen. 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 Glory to God. And you know, you might be going through a spiritual storm this morning. Maybe the enemy has come with an attack on your life today. But you know, you might feel like, oh, this is just like a furious storm just pounding against me, and like a hurricane proportions. I've been there, haven't you? Amen. I've been in that kind of storm in the spirit realm. So, you know, here this storm is. It seems like it comes out of nowhere, and it seems like it just comes at the worst time. You know, the enemy, he doesn't fight nicely. He has come to destroy you, you know? That's what his purpose is, to bring a storm against your life and to destroy you. You might be going through the storm today where the waves, it seems like the waves are just pounding against you, pounding on the left, pounding on the right, where you feel like the water's just coming in and you're sinking, like you're going under. But like Patty, I think it was Patty that said, don't give up. Don't quit, amen? Because Jesus is in the boat with you, amen? So, you know, you might be going through this financial storm today. You might be going through a marriage storm today. You might be going through a physical attack in your body. You might be having a problem on your job. Maybe something going on with your kids. And, you know, just relationship problems or something, you know, just there is so many things that the enemy can come against you with. But know that you're not by yourself. The enemy comes against each and every one of us. But know that no matter what storm comes against you, that Jesus is in the boat with you. Amen. You have victory in the storm. Praise God. You know, you might feel like the disciples. You might be saying, thinking to yourself, Jesus, how can you be sleeping at a time like this? Don't you see what's going on in my life? Don't you care, Lord? Don't you care that I'm perishing? Oh, yes, Jesus cares. He's right there with you. He's battling when you don't even see him battling. He's battling on your behalf right in the middle of the storm. Amen? Jesus cares completely, totally. He's right in the middle of your situation, whether you think so or not, because the enemy, he's just a bully. He talks loud. He has a roar when he talks to you. But you know, you have something greater on the inside of you than he that is in the world. Amen? And Jesus isn't sleeping. Amen? He is not asleep. He is wide awake. He is working on your behalf. He's making a way where there seems to be no way. Amen? Like that song said, the miracle, Miracle Majesty. I'll get it right. But I love that song, y'all. I love it. I think that's one of my new favorites now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus will never leave you and he will never forsake you. He has the answer to what you're going through today. He has the answer to that storm that you're going through. You know, he'll make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. He'll part the sea for you so you can walk through on dry ground. Hallelujah. He'll do whatever it takes for you to see the victory, for you to know that he has not left you, he has not forsaken you, but he is right there with you. He'll put you in the right place at the right time. Amen? He's never too late. So, you know, when we put our trust and put our faith in him, praise God, he'll do the impossible. There's nothing too hard for our God that he cannot do, amen, that he can't turn around, that he can't fix. Glory to God. All we need to do is to do our part. Now, what is our part? Our part is to pray, amen. Our part is to take authority over the storm, just like Jesus did. He took authority over that storm. You know, a lot of times we forget that we've got the authority to take our authority and rebuke the storm that's coming against you. Rebuke it. And then a very important part of our victory is to praise God in the middle of the storm. Satan doesn't know what to do with a Christian who is praising God right in the middle of the storm. Amen. He says, I got a hold of something. It's something strong and something wild. Amen. We need to be wild in the spirit realm. We need to be. Glory to God. Amen. Now, I'm going to be reading. I got several scriptures, so y'all bear with me. Psalm 6 and 12 in the Amplified says, through God we will have victory, for he will trample down our enemies. I love that. He will trample down our enemies today. Whatever circumstance you're facing, whatever storm, He's going to trample down the enemies for you. Exodus 14, 13 and 14 says, "Then Moses said to the people, 'Do not be afraid. Take your stand. Be firm and confident and undismayed, and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today.'" For those Egyptians, that storm, your enemy, whom you have seen today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you, while you only need to keep silent and remain calm. Keep silent and remain calm. So when the storm comes against you, take your stand. Be firm. Don't get off on your faith. Don't get off on your praying. Don't get off on your praise. Amen. Keep going. Stand strong. Stand firm and be confident and undismayed. Keep silent. This is one thing that we have a hard time doing, because we want to tell everybody how bad it is. Keep silent and remain calm. Amen. That is a sure sign of a Christian that is standing on their faith. Somebody who is trusting in God, remaining calm through the storm. Satan doesn't know what to do with you. He don't know if you're just trusting in God and you're remaining calm. He says, "This is something I don't know what to do with." Amen. He wants you to be in a panic. The enemy wants you to be in a panic. He wants you to be feel pressured. Pressured. So that you'll take action. So you'll do something in your flesh. Amen. But we don't want to take action unless we hear something from God. Unless He says to do something. Hallelujah. So if you feel pressured today, going through a storm, you feel pressure, don't do anything until you hear from God. You know, the enemy works through pressure. He works through fear. God works through peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Pressure will cause you to make the wrong move, the wrong decisions. But we need to be led by peace, don't we? Praise God. So how many of you have ever been under pressure? You felt so much pressure, so you tried so hard to figure out, how can this be worked out? How can you work it out? That's what we do. That's where we make our mistake. How can I work this out? What can I do to fix this? You know, I have done that. We're all guilty of that, because the enemy comes to each and every one of us and tries to put us under pressure. But, you know, I've had that pressure come against me so much that, I mean, at times that I would just feel like, you know, I'm exhausted. God, if I could just take my brain out of my head, just sit it on the night table for the night, you know, I could get some sleep, you know. And that's where the enemy wants us to be. But God wants us to be in peace. He wants us to remain calm, you know. And the revelation about taking your brain out is you're stuck with your brain. So we've got to learn how to train this brain, amen, to thank the Word of God and not our situation. Philippians 4 and 6, and this is the Amplified Classic. It says, "Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything by prayer and petition, definite request," be definite. This is my request, God. "With thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God." Let them be known. Let God know what your wants are. Amen. He doesn't get tired. He's not too busy. He wants you to go to Him with your wants and with your needs. And then Philippians 4 and 7 in the Amplified Classic says, and God's peace shall be yours. That tranquil state of soul assured of its salvation through Christ. And so fearing nothing from God and being content with this earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace, which transcends all understanding, shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank God for that peace. Thank God that Jesus left his peace with us. Amen. And then I want to read this scripture in three different translations. Psalms 55 and 22 in the King James says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." Amen. Don't we serve a good God? Amen. Hallelujah. He is a good God. And same scripture in the Passion. So here's what I've learned through it all. Leave all your cares and anxieties at the feet of the Lord, and measureless grace will strengthen you. Praise God for measureless grace. Hallelujah. Woo, I need that measureless grace, don't you? Praise God. Same scripture in the Message says, pile your troubles on God's shoulders. He'll carry your load. He'll help you out. He'll never let good people topple into a ruin. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then 1 Peter 5 and 7 in the Amplified says, casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on him. For he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Casting all your cares. You know, have you ever had cares and anxiety and worry and you thought you cast it over on the Lord? Before you know it, there it is, you know. There it is right in your face again. So then you try to cast it over on him again. Then you wake up in the night with that worry thought going on, spinning around in the head, what if this and what if that. Cast it back. Don't give up. The enemy wants you to give up. Amen. He'll keep bringing it back to your mind, trying to cause you to worry about it. Don't give up. Give it all to the Lord and make it once and for all. Praise God. But I heard Joyce Meyer talking about a prayer that she prayed. She said when she would face a situation that she didn't know what to do about, she would pray this prayer, and she said it was the greatest stress reliever in the world for her. And I love this prayer. I was like, thank you, Lord. I needed to hear this. Amen. But she would pray. She said, you know what, God? And she just talks to God like he's just standing right there. You know what, God? I don't know what to do about this situation. We've all been there. If you want me to do something, you show me. Now see, sometimes we get in a hurry, don't we? But she says, she prays, you show me. If you don't show me, I'm not going to get into a bunch of works of my flesh and try to fix something. Isn't that awesome? Yes. Amen. Wait until you hear from God. Or if you hear from God, amen, concerning whatever you're dealing with. She says, I don't know how to fix this. How good is that? God, I don't know how to fix this. Very true and very simple. I'm trusting you, and I'm going to go ahead and enjoy my life while you work on the problem. How awesome is that? Amen. The enemy doesn't want you to enjoy your life. He wants you to be worried and tied up and, you know, just all this anxiety and stuff. But just go ahead, give it to God. You know, let him work it out. While he's working it out, I'm just enjoying life. I'm just going along my life. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. That's freeing, isn't it? Amen. That is freeing. That takes the pressure off of me. And it'll take the pressure off you. Psalm 23 and 5, and this is the King James. It says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Amen. Good news today. God has set a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Hallelujah. He has set a table of victory for you. Amen. In the presence of your enemies. Glory to God. He has set a table of blessings. He's got it all prepared. It's on the table. What do we need to do? We need to just pull up to the table. Amen. Just feast right there on the table that God has prepared for us. Whatever you have need of today, He's already got it prepared. Hallelujah. He's got that table. It is a feast. It's not just chicken bones. Amen. Praise God. I like chicken, but I don't like chicken bones. Glory to God. But you know, God has got a table of healing for you right in the presence of the enemy, right in the presence of sickness and disease. Amen. Right there in the presence of the enemy saying, you're not going to make this. This is too big. It's not too big for our God. Amen. There is nothing too big for our God. Hallelujah. Just feast at the table of God's goodness. Hallelujah. He's got that table prepared for your provision. You're going through a financial struggle. Pull up to the table. Pull up to the table that God has already prepared for you. Right in the presence of your enemy, that presence of the enemy speaking to you, telling you, you know, you're going to lose everything you got. This is not going to work out. It's going to have a bad ending. You just pull up to the table of provision, amen? Yeah. Glory to God. Right in the presence of your enemy. Lack is an enemy, amen? But Jesus, glory to God, He has provision. He has prepared a table for you of strength. Glory to God. Do you need strength today? Pull up to the table. He's got a table prepared for your answer. Whatever you have need of today, He has a table of answers for you.
That's right.
Glory, isn't that good news?
Yes, it is.
You need direction? Go to the table. He's got direction right there on that table. Already prepared. He's got peace. Peace is at the table. It's already prepared. We want to turn every different direction, don't we? Trying to get that peace over our circumstance. Well, Jesus has already got peace laid out on the table. He's got a feast of peace right there. Just go to Him. Pull up to that table. Feast on that peace that He's prepared for you. Hallelujah. Everything that you have need of, Jesus has already prepared it for you. Glory to God. You know, and the good news about that is that we don't have to wait until the storm is over. Right in the middle of that storm, we could just pull right up to the table. The enemy will say, no, this is too big. The enemy, have you ever heard that he's a liar? He's a liar, so if he's telling you, if you're here, don't pull up to that table. There's not any peace on that table. No, it's the devil speaking. No, he is a liar. So you just pull right up to that table, amen, and receive that peace. Feast on that peace, amen. Isn't that good news today, amen? I'm going to stop right here. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. We have victory in the storm. Right in the middle of the storm, we have victory. Hallelujah. We can receive it. We can be calm. We can just hush, as it says that one scripture. Hush. Amen. And just remain calm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father, I just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over each and every person in this service today and everyone watching by Facebook today. If each one that's going through a storm today, I pray that you give them revelation knowledge, Father God, that you have the answer, Father God. You don't only have the answer, you are the answer. Amen. You have everything that we ever need, Father God. All we have to do is pull up to that table and just feast on what you have already given to us, what you have already prepared for us. And Father, we are just going to keep our eyes and our focus on you. We're just going to be silent and we're going to keep calm, Lord God. We're going to cast it on you, Father God. We're going to cast it on you. And we are going to just receive what you've got. We're going to see the salvation that you have for us. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We draw on your peace today, Father God. We draw this day. We draw, Father God, on everything that you have prepared for us. We give you the praise for it, God, because you are such a good Father. You are such a good, good God. Hallelujah. Nothing's too hard for you. You'll do the impossible. You'll make a way where there seems to be no way. Hallelujah. Father, we look away from the storm. We look away from it. We look away from it and we look to you, the one who has provided, the one who has the answer, the one that will meet whatever need we have. You've already provided for each and everything, and we thank you for it, God. In Jesus' name, amen. God is good. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you again for joining us today, you in the sanctuary and you that are watching by Facebook. And we invite you to be here, and I might be taking Deborah's words, but we invite you to be here Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Deborah, you can come on up.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night, 7 p.m., and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.